Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
Greetings, dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, and we're coming to you today by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall, and I extend a hearty welcome to all of you, our listeners, who are on the phone, on Facebook, and at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so thankful and grateful that God, by his loving grace and mercy, has allowed us to come together one more time, giving us another opportunity to continue as co-laborers in the UFCCM Laity Ministry. We are excited about all that God is doing in and throughout the UFCCM. And so a heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for your continued prayers and ongoing support as we continue in this ministry of laity training. As we prepare to go before the Lord right now, let's remember that we have so much to be thankful for. In this time of pandemic and uncertainty, some of us have been affected by COVID-19, either directly or indirectly. Yet God has kept us, delivered us, and we have witnessed his healing among us. As we pray today, let us keep in prayer our beloved UFCCM Bishop Emeritus Betty Brown, Mother Elizabeth Kramer, who is recovering well, and also pray for Elder Beatrice Emerson and family in the loss of her husband, as well as Pastor Sherry Atkinson in the loss of her brother. And we also lift up in prayer Bishop and Bishop-elect Haywood's son, Jerome, who has been suffering a medical emergency, but God has done some miraculous things for Jerome, and we are continuing to lift him in prayer and trusting God for his will to be done and for deliverance. So let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning with hearts so filled with thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, that you awoke us this morning, and we're so grateful that when you awoke us this morning, the first thing that was on our lips and in our hearts was, thank you, Lord, for another day, because we know that it did not have to be so, but you're so faithful to us, and we just give you praise and honor and glory. Father, we ask you to look on each and every one of us today. Search us, Lord, if there's anything that does not comport with your will, Father. We ask you to remove it, God, and restore us rightfully, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you now to look on all of the ones that we have called out before you this morning. Father, we thank you for your healing and your comfort and your sustainment through sickness, through the loss of loved ones, through whatever we're going through, Father. We know that it is only a temporary situation, but on the other side of through, there's a blessing in store for us. We ask you to look on Bishop Haywood and Bishop-elect Haywood's son, Jerome, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to continue to lift him up, God, and to work miracles for him, in him, and through him, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're able to do all things, and you do all things well, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Look on this UFCCM, our Ecumenical Patriarch, our bishops, our listeners far and wide. Just look on us today, God, as we participate together in this broadcast. Look on our speaker, Elder Strong. Father, we are awaiting a fresh word from you this morning that will encourage us and inspire us to continue to move forward by faith. Father, we ask these blessings in your name, in the name of your precious Son. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, who you are our strength and our Redeemer. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank God for, again, the opportunity to pray together. And the scripture that we are referencing today is one that has sustained me for the past a long time, and I'm resting in that scripture. We used it as our main scripture last month, and I believe the month before. And for some reason, our spirit leads us to rest in this word, Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. These verses continue to resonate and reassure, comfort, and strengthen us with peace and renewed, refreshing hope as we're reminded that God is always with us, always, no matter what we're going through, and that we are not to be distressed. Be anxious for nothing, even in the face of the unexpected, even in the face of COVID-19, political unrest, terrorism, and all else that is happening around us, because God has promised to give us not only strength, but help. And we know he is faithful to his promises. Listeners, these verses uplift and strengthen us as we, as the FCCM body of fellowship, and as individuals, as followers of Christ, as children of the King, continue to move forward by faith. Well, last month we heard the message from our Ecumenical Patriarch, His Eminence Bishop Tyndale, based on our UFCCM 2021 annual theme, Continue to Move Forward by Faith. And Bishop spoke to us about Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. What a powerful lesson of exhortation, encouragement, and faith and hope. And we also were blessed to hear commentaries and testimonies from several UFCCM affiliates, which were truly inspiring and uplifting. Our speaker for today is Elder Nicole Strong, and I've been knowing Elder Strong for quite some time, and she has served so faithfully in the UFCCM. She worshiped at Greater New Bethel International Ministries under the leadership of His Grace, Bishop William J. Strong. She served faithfully at Greater New Bethel as a member of the UFCCM Conference Planning Committee and in many other capacities. And Elder Strong has been an ordained elder for the past 20 years. She is a nurse and has been in the healthcare field for over 30 years. And in 2016, she earned her BS degree in Health Service Administration. And we, during that time that she was working on that, we just admired her persistence and her perseverance and her unwavering work in attaining her goal. Elder Strong is formerly of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but About 2 years ago, she relocated to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, with her husband, the delightful Brother Will Strong. She has two beautiful children and two beautiful grandchildren. And Elder Strong currently works as a health educator for diabetes at Jefferson Regional Medical Center in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. As I shared with her, she is a woman of many accomplishments. And she will be speaking with us today and sharing with us on the subject, an unwavering faith. We await in anticipation for a powerful message, lesson from Elder Strong to encourage us to continue to move by faith. So good morning, Elder Strong. We're so glad you're with us today.
Good morning, Teacher Tindall. It's an honor to be with you guys this morning.
Well, we're so grateful for you that you were able to take time out of your schedule. And one of the things I love so much is your cheerful and willing spirit. We just hear the cheer in your voice and the joy in your voice. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we're going to turn it over to you to share with us on an unwavering faith.
Amen. Thank you so much, Teacher Tindall. It's such an honor and a privilege to speak on this broadcast on this morning. I am so excited about what's coming forth in the UFCCM this year. I first want to give honors to our Amico Bishop Tindall, Mother Bishop. Also to his grace, my father-in-law, Bishop William J. Strong, Sr., and also give honor to my pastor, who I reside under right now, Pastor Joshua Pickett of Grace and Mercy Baptist Church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I just want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening this morning. I will be talking about, as Teacher Tindall said, an unwavering faith. And I bring that topic off of Job 13 and 15 to where Job is saying, "Yo, though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And an unwavering faith we need to have daily in these times, a faith that's constantly present, not here today and gone tomorrow, but the faith that can handle any situation that comes our way. Let's first talk about Job. We know Job, he's a perfect and upright man. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. But Satan didn't believe how strong Job's faith was because he told God to move the hedge from around him and watch him curse thee to thy face. After reconsidering Satan's request, God removed the hedge from around Job. In Job chapter 1, we see that all Job's losses that he lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his servants. He lost his oxen, his sheep. I mean, everything. He had a lot of health problems. He had boils on his skin from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. But guess what? Job didn't blame God at all. He didn't blame him for none of that. In spite of that, he just stated, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Despite of all his losses and his failing health, Job continued to trust God. And keeping his faith, he got double for his troubles. How many know that if we just continually to keep faith, continue to not waver, have that unwavering faith, we can receive double for our troubles? He received more than he could ever imagine. He got more children. He had more children. He had more of, I mean, everything. He just could not believe or imagine how much he could receive by keeping the faith of God, trusting God, that God would just keep him in spite of all that he was going through. I mean, he lost it all. I mean, how many of us could just not blame God for losses? You know, sometimes people tend to blame him because they lose things. But guess what? We got to have faith because we know God is not going to take anything from us that he can't replace. So we got to remember that we got to trust him in spite of everything that we go through. I also know someone else that's in the Bible here that also was a strong faith walker, and that's Abraham. In Genesis chapter 22, we know Abraham's faith was tested. God told him to sacrifice his only son. And I mean, I don't know, I have just one son, and I don't know how quick I would just be able to sacrifice my only son. And in spite of, you know, I would probably be hesitant and probably say, God, are you sure? I mean, I would be questioning him, and you mean my only child? You want me to go up and offer him as a sacrifice? Oh, Lord, please, I just can't believe that. But Abraham trusted God, and he offered up Isaac as a sacrifice. And by his obedience to God, God sent an angel to stop him. He had a ram in the bush. We got to remember, obedience is always better than a sacrifice. Abraham's faith is what brought him closer and closer to God. His faith is what made his relationship stronger with God. If we want to see God move, if we want to make God happy, have faith. God loves it. We have faith. He loves it. Because remember that faith is something that God moves on. We got to trust him and believe, God, you're going to do it. You're going to work this out. As we see now in all these tests of faith in the Bible, God came through. He came in a big way. He didn't come small. He came big and with plenty. And that's how God will be with us. He will come big. He will come with plenty. We just got to trust him. We got to have that unwavering faith. We can't come in one day and trust God to do this, and then the next time it get a little hotter, we don't trust him. We got to continue to trust God in everything, in everything. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must always remember that it is our faith that moves God. If you want to excite him, if you want to get God's attention, increase your faith. Trust God in all your situations and circumstances. Continue to have faith, an unwavering faith. I mean, not a faith that's just going to be here for a second, but a faith that's going to be here forever. When we lose our jobs, we have to trust God and have faith that he will take care of us until the next job with more pay comes. See, God always comes something bigger and better. So we got to remember, if we lose that job, maybe it was only for a season. So, but God got something better. We must have the faith that God is going to get us through. If we lose our house, our faith in God has to be reassurance that he is preparing a bigger and better house. We must have that unwavering faith. Now let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. I believe that our faith was being and is being tested during this pandemic, this time of pandemic. Our faith should have grown stronger and stronger, especially in these days and times, trusting God to keep us, protect our family and our friends as we go through these trying times with the pandemic, because we know that it came through and it came fast. And, you know, during that time, I mean, I continued to have faith that God was going to keep me. My pastor, Pastor Joshua Pickett, he kept the doors open of grace and mercy, and we just kept on and kept on coming, and we all just said we trust God in everything. If it's for us, if it's our time, then it will be. But we trust him to keep us and protect us, and we continue to have faith and kept moving and praising him. And thanks be to God, I mean, we still here, and God is continuing to protect us through this time. We cannot have a faith that is turned on and turned off easily by our circumstances or by our situation. We must have an unwavering faith, the faith that is continued when the trials of life is upon us, when it looks like there is no hope, when it looks like there is no light at the end of the tunnel, when it seems like you're having a domino effect in your life, that things are just happening one after another and after another. We got to not waver. We got to have the faith that's going to stand and withhold everything and all things that come our way. We got to continue to have faith, and that God tests our faith every day. We got to remember, he tests our faith daily. I mean, do we trust him when we get up in the morning to keep us and protect us? Do we trust him as we're traveling on these highways that he will keep his hedge of protection all around us? And I mean, trust them to have food on our tables every day. That's something we don't think twice about. We just say, okay, we know we're going to have food, we got food. But we got to remember that it is God that supplies all our needs. God wants to bless us abundantly. I mean abundantly. He don't want to bless us small. He wants to bless us abundantly. He wants to perform miracles in our lives. It's our faith that moves God. Let's remember that it's our faith. The stronger our faith, the faster, the more that God moves in our lives. We have got to have that faith. When I took my leap of faith to move down to Arkansas, I had a lot of people saying, are you sure that's what you want to do? But I trust God that he's going to bless me and keep me as I traveled here and opened the doors for me to do what I wanted to do. And I still have that faith, that unwavering faith that God is still going to come through and manifest the reason that I moved to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And we must keep the faith and watch God move. Have an unwavering faith and just watch God move miraculously and abundantly in your life. God bless you all, and I hope I said something that what God gave me to give to you that may help you on this journey, that it may strengthen your faith as you go forward. Remember that faith is what moves our Lord, our God. We got to remember to have that faith that's unwavering in the times of trouble, in the times of storms. We must trust him that he's going to keep us and get us through. Remember, he's not going to bring nothing to us that he can't get us through. Amen? So just continually to keep your faith and watch God move. Keep that unwavering faith, you all, and God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Elder Strong, I am just so elated and so I was furiously writing notes. Taking down notes as you were speaking, and I, you know, just want to take a little bit of time here because normally we would have a station break. Bishop Haywood is driving, and I just, before I, you know, give my comments, I just want to use him as an example of continuing to move forward by faith, and I know that he won't mind me speaking about him. But even in the face of his own situations with his son, even driving, stopping along the highway to sign in so that we can have the broadcast today, and then getting behind the wheel and continuing to drive and to have Bishop-elect Haywood be his secretary to transmit messages back and forth. It's just so beautiful because, as Elder Strong said, sometimes we back up and we don't want to continue to move forward. She talked about the domino effect of life. You know, sometimes we have one and two and three things going on, and we may be wanting to back up and feel overwhelmed, but she's letting us know today that we need to have faith unwavering to stand and allow God to do his thing and just stand on the Lord. And so, you know, we talk about things, and Elder Strong gave her own testimony, and I thought about her as she moved, left Milwaukee and moved to Arkansas into another land, reminiscent of Abraham being led of the Lord to go to some place. He didn't even know where he was going. She knew where she was going, but Abraham didn't, but yet he did it. And yet she moved as she was directed by the Lord. So it just is overwhelming. We read about these examples in the Bible, but we have examples among us today, don't we, who have moved forward by faith, who have obeyed what God told them to do without question. And so we, you know, I'm just so elated and excited about the message that you brought, even relating to this pandemic, which was a true test of faith.
Yes, ma'am.
A true test of faith. But yet, we in the body of Christ held on, and we were not turned off, and we just trusted God, and look where he has brought us. And we give him praise for that. We give him the glory and the honor. Now, I also had invited two individuals to share with us today what I call them commentators, and they're not necessarily commenting specifically on anything other than how this message from Elder Strong has inspired or encouraged them to move forward by faith in the means of their own personal testimony. So I want to let's go to them right now, and I hope Bishop Haywood was able to get them. But Deacon Gibson, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Deacon Gibson.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We're so glad you could join us today. This is Deacon Tequila Gibson, and she is from the Midwest jurisdiction, Bread of Life Cathedral in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, under the leadership of Bishop H.D. Haywood and Bishop-elect Beverly DeShazer Haywood. And Deacon Gibson has been recently appointed as a deacon. She's been with Bread of Life for many years. She sings on the choir. She assists with the pastor. And she is also one of my classmates in the Feast of Israel course that we're taking under the professorship of Bishop Henry A. Tyndall Sr., our ecumenical patriarch. So, classmate, fellow sister in Christ, Deacon Gibson, please share with us today.
Well, you know, I just want to say hello, Elder Strong. It's such a blessing to hear your voice.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. by faith, you know, that's such a powerful message that you gave, and it was such a blessing. You know, before you even moved there to Arkansas, you know, I know we had a short conversation in that last meeting that we had, but I knew that you could do it, you know, and I knew it was going to happen. I knew God was going to make the move for you.
Thank you.
You know, you're so welcome. But, you know, when you say by faith and not having that wavering faith, it is so true. You know, Job, when he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If we do not trust in God, if we have a wavering faith, it's like a boat. If you go back and forth being tossed to and fro, you know, how can you trust him? You know, it's like being, you know, walking through a closing door. If you let people, you know, flip-flop you back and forth, you know, that's just like turning the faucet on and off. You know, that's wishy-washy. You know, God wants something stable. He wants you to stand firm. You know, that just bring me to, you know, 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. You have to stand firm and watch God move no matter what comes your way. You know, yeah, it might hurt. It might not be what we want it to be, and that's just life. You know, tragedies happen, you know, and God says we're going to be afflicted. We're going to be afflicted. It's going to happen to us. But if we stand firm and trust him, he will be there for us no matter what. He's going to stand with us, but we just have to have that faith. Amen?
Amen.
We have to trust in him.
Amen.
You know, I was looking at Psalms 119 when she was speaking, you know, 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. His word gives us life, no matter what. That affliction, it gives us life. And when we, you know, when you think about it, when you're going through something, and when you read his word, it feeds us. It's Amen. Every time Amen. We go right back to it, and we it draws us.
Yes.
So you can't have that unwavering faith because, you know, what does that do? That'll cut you. You know, that loosens you up. It's just like drilling holes in your boat. You're going to sink.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have steadiness. You got to stand firm. Like tighten screws in your walls or in your desk. You don't want nothing loose. You want it tight.
I love that analogy.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's what I just want to, you know, put that out there. You know, we just have to have that faith to stand strong with him and keep our prayer life, you know, and talk with him. You know, no matter what, you know, we have people come and go, you know, things,
Amen.
Material life, it doesn't matter. But him, God, our Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's always
yes.
there.
Yes.
Always.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Gibson, for that wonderful remark. I must say that as I have prepared my message and I, you know, as I talked about how God tests us or our faith is tested daily, I want to say, Teacher Tindall, Deacon Gibson, my faith was tested all week.
Yes.
It's just like you was like, you know, the enemy was coming because he, you know, I got this message prepared and I'm standing on my faith of what God can do and how he can, you know, he delivered me and I testified in church, you know, how he has really, you know, molded my spirit and how he done came in my life and kind of just renew me and kind of continue to renew me, and that enemy just tried to push that old Nicole back out, and I had to remember that I got to pass these tests that God sets before me. I got to trust them to get me through them, and as I, you know, continue to move, I prayed and I kept praying, and I didn't respond because, you know, if you resist the devil,
yeah.
guess what? He ain't got no choice but to flee. So I had to resist him. Even though he tried it 5 days, this week, he tried it. And I said, God, you are good. And I just thank you for the renewing of the spirit and of my mind, and that I know that the enemy is going to try me. And that's the thing we got to remember. He's going to try us. But guess
yeah.
what? We got to keep the faith. You
yeah.
know, we got God is saying, go ahead on. She's going to trust me. And that's what he said. She's going to trust me. So you go ahead on and test her. And let's see. And he tried it. And I just want to thank God that I didn't fall into the enemy's hand on this week. I resisted him and kept it moving. And I thank God for
thank
his
God.
Strength and his yes, because like Teacher Tindall said, the joy of the Lord
yes,
is my
yes.
strength.
Yes.
And that's what kept me going this week. And I just thank God for everything that he's doing, because it's a wonderful thing to be connected, because you can always talk to him. When it's coming, you can always talk to him. Lord, continue to strengthen me continually to keep me through this, you know. So I just thank God for who he is in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, Elder Stone, what you have said is just so powerful, because there may be someone who is listening to this broadcast today who feels overwhelmed or beaten down, because we know the enemy does his job. But what you
yes.
have testified to and what your example is that we have the power when we trust in the word of God and stand
mm-hmm.
on the word and pray and give it to God, we can be
yes.
victorious. And there's nothing
yes.
the enemy can do to hold us back if we follow God's lead.
Yes, amen.
Elder Strong, let me ask you something. So when okay, and I might go for a lot of us, a lot of the tests that we come against, you know, what would you say when an enemy, you know, fights the hardest, you know, when the enemy fights the hardest against you, and I mean, he really, 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 really coming against you, how or what person or what do this Christian needs to do to do, what do they need to do first to
trust God?
That test to, okay, but once they have trusted God, what are the other steps do they need to do or process to follow after they have trusted God?
They should go to his word and read his word continuously. Stand on the word of God, because he tells us that he's there. He's always there. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. And we got to know, too, that at the end of all these tests and trials, when he comes harder, when the enemy comes harder, Deacon Gibson, we got to always remember that it's something greater on the other side of this. And that's why the enemy is coming like he's coming, because he knows what's in store for us. He knows what God got lined up. And he knows if I can get her off focus, if I can throw her off track to make her start doubting.
Come on now.
She makes our doubting, we got to come on back and remember, it's something greater. See, that's what keeps me moving. I got to, when you come hard, when the enemy come harder, I said, God is coming. He's on his way. That blessing is right there at that door. See, I don't want to get at the door and then let the enemy distract me to turn around and look back. And then all of a sudden, I'm off focus. You know, we got to stay focused and know that God has got us, and that greater is coming. And that's what the enemy tried to do. And that's where that unwavering, look at Job. Job went through it. He went through it. I mean, he went through it. I don't know how many of us could have stood all, but Job stood and still say, no matter what, I trust him. I'm going to keep trusting him. And because Job did that, look what he got. Look what he got.
Yes. And, you know, Elder Strong, too, and Elder Gibson, Deacon Gibson, I'm thinking of when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the enemy came at him at his weakest time, in his weakest humanity. But he is, Elder Strong is letting us know, he gave the enemy the word. And Elder Strong said that earlier. The enemy can't stand the word.
That's right.
When you stand on the word, and see, trust is not just something we say. Trust is in our actions. Amen?
Right.
It's a verb. It's not just a descriptor. It's a verb. Trusting is what we do through reading the word. And Elder Strong talked about praying and praying. You know, when she was saying, when you asked about when the enemy fights the hardest, what I want to say is you pray the hardest as never before. You read the most as never before. And Bishop Tyndall and Mother Bishop said something back in January. They said, moving now, and moving forward. And I wrote that down because we're moving. And sometimes the enemy comes in and tries to slow us up, but we're moving now. And the harder he comes at us, the more we move forward by faith. I know you asked Elder Strong, but I couldn't resist sharing that with you.
No, Chief Chandler, you right on it. Amen. Because you know what? I was just sitting there thinking, I'm just like, you know what? Because the enemy will come at you, and it's a mindset. He will get in your mind.
Yeah.
And if he can't get in, he come in your mind, and then he come, and he again in the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sets up that operation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He sets up that operation. It's almost like an army. It's like a battlefield. You know what I mean? You got to get suited up for this thing. You got to get suited up.
Amen.
And if you ain't suited up, you going to lose at this.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what, Deacon, what I've learned so far is we need to have you be a speaker. Not just a commentator, but down the road we're going to have you be a speaker, because you're sharing some powerful thoughts, and I know will bless all of us as we just feast on the word and the message about unwavering faith. Now, I want to go to, and thank you, Deacon Gibson, for the powerful sharing, and I love that Psalm 119:50. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we want to go to Elder Peggy Cawley, who is our next commentator. And I've known Elder Cawley for many, many years. We served together at First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance in Baltimore in the headquarters jurisdiction for many years. And then she relocated or came back, to, I should say, to Wisconsin, where she worships at the Bread of Life Cathedral in Fond du Lac, also under the leadership of Bishop H.D. Haywood and Bishop-elect Beverly DeShazer Haywood. And Elder Cawley is the chair lady of the UFCCM National Ushers Ministry. And those listeners who've been to conferences, you've seen Elder Cawley. She does an impeccable and superlative job leading the ushers during the UFCCM annual conferences. And we hope this year that we'll be able, we don't know yet, but we're hoping we'll be able to be in conference again and see her in action. So, Elder Cawley, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, and blessings to everybody of the UFCCM. Elder Strong, this message really hits home because we don't know who is struggling right now, who is going through, and just to bring up the faith, we can have faith, but when we step a little bit further and have unwavering faith, we have a deeper connection with God, and that's what we need in this season. We can walk around and say we have faith in God, but are we going deeper and having the unwavering faith where we are standing still, we're standing firm on the word of God, we're standing knowing that God has our hands through everything that we've gone through, everything we're going through. It touches my life because some of you know and some of you don't know. In the past three years, I have taken on, God has put on my heart 3 years ago that my daughter is addicted to drugs. And she is now, we came down to yesterday, she has a deal on the table. She'll be in doing prison time between 7 and 9 years. I have taken on my two grandsons who are 6 and 4 now that have both autism, and God was testing my faith in him throughout this. And I was ready to give up on everything, on ministry, on them, on my family. But God kept on telling me that, no, I'm not through with you yet. There is things that you still need to do, and that these two little boys are your ministry right now, and you need to groom them up to the men of God that they need to be for their time. And you were talking about the domino effect, and it was like for the last 3 years, there's been a domino effect in my life, you know, concerning my, you know, my family falling apart, you know, and raising these boys, having therapists come, fourth therapists come in and out of your house every day, having social services coming in twice a month, you know, and I was ready to give up because it's like my life took a whirlwind from being alone for 15 years to now raising two little boys that need me more than ever. God has really opened up doors. I thought, okay, how am I going to do this with one income? But God has made a way with me holding on to the hem of his garment at times, to the string of his garment, you know, holding on to that, knowing that God will provide all my needs. We have not gone a day without a roof over our head, food on the table, the lights turned on, the car, you know, he's always made a way. And with the unwavering faith, it's just holding on a little bit more, a little bit longer. And it encourages me today to know that even though I took a note from when Teacher Tyndall was talking, something came to me. Even though we may feel stuck at times, but we must continue to move our feet now and move forward. we must continually to keep holding on to God because God has us. He has our hands. He's holding us. In his promises, he has promises over your life that he will continue to strengthen you and help you as long as you have that unwavering faith for him. You know, we need to provide, we need to know that as long as we hold on to his word, as long as we abide in his word and with him, he will always have us. And today this was a really pick-me-up word because of going through what I'm going through as a mother, you know, thinking, you know, you raise your kids in the church, you know, they're all going to be fine, they're all going to do what you want them to do, but, you know, they fall on their own road and take the wrong course. And knowing that my love for my daughter will never change. And now it's come to the point where she's calling me and asking me about the word. And, Mom, what should I do? What, you know, where should I go? My life, I feel like my life is gone now. And I keep telling, I told her yesterday, you know, we have consequences for our choices that we make in life. And now is the chance for you to turn your choices into good things and rely on God more. She says, but I want to give up on God. I said, don't give up on God because God's never given up on you. Yes. God protected you, put you in jail because you overdosed 10 times, you know, and he's knocked on you 4 times one time to bring you back. I said, that was God protecting your life. I said, now you need to hold on to him more than ever and change your life. Yeah, you're incarcerated now, but God still has a plan for your life because you are a child of God. Even though you went down the wrong road, God still has a plan for your life no matter what. You still need to hold on to him. You still need to have that faith, that unwavering faith that God's going to bring you through it all. So I thank you for this word today, Elder Nicole, because it really touched my heart today.
Praise God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Well, Elder Cawley, thank you so much for that sharing. And as you were speaking, I was thinking of something that you said that I think also is an answer to Deacon Tequila's question about what do you do when the enemy fights the hardest. And I just visualized this. You said that you were holding on to the hem of his garment. I just visualized going through what I go through, just holding on to the hem of his garment, and where he goes, I will go. And it's just such a beautiful thing to know that when the enemy comes against us and we have this domino effect in our lives, we don't have to give up, we don't have to give in, we don't have to stop out, we don't have to drop out. All we have to do is stand on the word, move forward by faith, and hold on to the hold on to the hem of his garment. I don't know about you, but this has been a refreshing spring today.
Yes, Teacher Tindall, I was just saying too, when we hold on to his word, because we got to always remember, idle mind is the workshop of the devil. So we know if we ain't thinking on these things, see, the Bible tells us think on these things. So if we constantly thinking on the good, you know, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is honest, pure, you know, if we keep that, guess that devil had no wind to come in and start messing with our mind, because that's where it all starts. It all manifests in our minds.
That's the truth. That is so true. You know, there's a book out called The Battlefield of the Mind, and that is where the battle is wrought. The other one, but the main, I don't know about you guys, but the main one that he attacks me in is in my mind and in my thoughts.
Amen.
But as Elder Nicole taught us today, we rebuke, we resist him, and he will flee. He won't just go. He will flee, and flee means moving fast, away in the opposite direction.
Yes, amen.
And you know, Elder Peggy, you know, when you said at the times when you just felt like giving up,
you know, it's times in our life, you know, amen, where it's times when you just, it's those days where you just feel like you just want to close your eyes, and sometimes you just want to stretch out, and then sometimes you just want to just like, ooh, I just want to disappear. And it's just like, those are those moments where God just be like, I got you. And that's and those are the times where God just give you that renewed strength. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just like,
amen.
You know, God just come back, you know, and he just come back and just, you know, come back the harder. And he just like, you don't have to fight this alone, my daughter. You don't have to do this alone, you know, because that's when the enemy comes back and he fights you the hardest, you know. And that's when he be like, when the enemy see you feeling like he want to give up, that's when God be like, no, she not alone. I'm right here with her.
Amen.
You know.
Oh, amen.
But then but you know, here it is. We also have to watch our words, because you know what? The words be shooting. They're like bullets. You know.
Yes.
If we don't watch the ammunition of our words.
Yes.
You know. That gives the enemy the ammunition. You know, watch our thoughts. Watch what we thinking about. You know.
Amen.
That gives the enemy something. Amen. You know, this is a powerful message. You know, it's a blessing. You know.
Amen. We're gonna take a real quick music break, and then we're gonna open up our line for callers, because we know listeners. You too have been blessed, encouraged, and inspired by Elder Strong's message and these commentaries. And so now is your opportunity to join the conversation. And you know the drill to call in. If you're on the phone, just press 1. And if you're on Facebook or at the UFCCM website, then you will need to call 347-850-1405 and press 1. And Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. All right.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
All right. So, do we have any calls? Bishop Haywood, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Blessings to you. We do have two. I'm going to go in the order that I see it right now. We got three now. So I guess go ahead and keep pushing those ones so we'll know who you are. But caller, you're at 443-415. Go right ahead. Caller, you're at 443-415. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Are you all able to hear me?
Yes, Bishop.
Yes, Bishop Kendall, and I really...
Well, praise God.
Yes,
I'm very
Bishop
happy
Kendall.
To have an opportunity to share with you all today. We just would love to let you know that we have really enjoyed the broadcast this morning.
Amen.
Thank God for the powerful words and the thoughts that Elder Nicole Strong brought to us.
Amen.
About an unwavering faith.
Amen.
That is such a powerful aspect of our faith experience.
Yes.
That we need to understand that we must have an unwavering faith. That means it must be an immovable faith, in the sense that it will not vary from the foundation upon which it is built.
Yes.
And that foundation, of course, is the Word of God.
Yes.
And I like the thoughts that you brought out from that Elder Nicole Strong, and we want to encourage you to continue to allow the Lord to use you to build that kind of faith in others as you share with them your own experiences of how God has given you victories in your life as you exercise the principles of an unwavering faith. I just love that. An unwavering faith is like concrete faith. You can stand on it and it won't be like sinking sand.
Amen.
Too many people have faith that's up today and down tomorrow because they're still on the waves of the sea, so to speak.
It
is the faith of a double-minded man or woman. Today I believe, tomorrow I don't, and next week I might, and the week after that I'll think about it. But no, an unwavering faith is still on the word of God.
Yes,
it's not like a natural faith, which is built on experience. But it is a spiritual faith built on the word of God. In other words, I believe it simply because God said it. I need no experience to base that on. God said it, I believe it, and I'm not moving from that point. But be sure you know that it is built on the word of God. If the Bible does not stand for it, you stand on it. And I also want to give thanks to the Lord for the commentators, Deacon Tefilla Gibson and Elder Peggy Carley, for the beautiful words that you gave concerning the message that was brought forth this morning. It is just such a blessing and such a joy to know that God has people in the kingdom that are willing to stand and are willing to boldly declare the word of the Lord and not be wishy-washy and in and out and double-minded and so forth, but to be solid, firmly established on the word of the Lord. While you have our line on the phone, I would like to ask Mother Bishop, amen, to have something to say because she's very excited about the word today. For the past couple of weeks or so, we've been going through some very challenging physical situations.
Amen.
I'm not saying this in an arrogant way, but at the enemy's best, he was not able to touch us with COVID-19.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Still standing on the word of God.
Yes.
He's never failed me.
Yes, indeed. Truly, I honor the Lord today, and I thank the Lord for the words coming to us, our ecumenical patriarch, and I want to honor Elder Nicole and, of course, Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tyndall for this wonderful, wonderful, I'm almost inclined to say service, because I was sitting and listening to just how Elder Nicole just really explained it so profoundly. And it was such that you couldn't err. You couldn't make a mistake in what she was saying. You couldn't misinterpret. She made it so plain. And I thank God for warriors like this in the kingdom of God. When there is so much wishy-washy stuff that is going on today, and to hear someone really just stand up and just tell it like it is, flat-footed. Yes. And I thank God for that kind of boldness in the word of God. And it is so important because this is the kind of gospel that people need to hear. You know, there's been so much talk about prosperity and gimme, 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 naming and claiming, all of that. You know, that, like my father-in-law used to say, that's very well. But that is what is going to take me from here to heaven. It will not allow me to make the journey successfully. I need this kind of gospel preaching, and this is what the church needs. I think that's the reason why sometimes so much focus has been lost, because people are preaching about things that really are not going to last.
But this kind of preaching, Elder Nicole, about unwavering faith, this is what we need in good times, and we need it surely in the bad times. And I thank God for the message. I'm going to stop because I'm getting stirred up now. And there's a lot that I can say, but I thank God for your boldness and how you brought this through. We miss you so very much, but I know that down there in Pine Bluff, you're probably just blowing things off the chart, and I thank God for that because you are truly a woman of God.
Yes.
And I just want to say this before I go. I thank God for Bishop Strong because it's like I was hearing your mentor and your teacher through your teaching.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And, I just want to say, Elder Nicole, you keep on preaching the word of God and keep on standing up and being the woman of God that you are in these last days. God bless you all. I'm going to stop now.
God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Bishop. Bishop Haywood, do we have another caller?
Next caller ends. A caller, you're end in 1960. Go right ahead. Last four of your numbers.
Good afternoon, this is Minister White.
Good afternoon, Minister White.
Good morning. Good afternoon, teacher. I am very blessed to just like get on this line to hear three beautiful queens. Yes, that's what I called y'all, queens. Dropping tablets on
you.
Us, dropping giblets on us, dropping nuggets on us about how to keep our faith and keep it from unwavering. Because the people that know me, I always say, I got to push that faith button. I just got to keep that faith button activated. And y'all just drop some more nuggets, some more juice, some more meat and gravy on into my little faith button for me to continue to push. Even when the enemy tried to come at me last week and this week about my oldest son, but I know what God promised me about all of my children. And started me, you know, getting in a frenzy or in an uproar, I went in straight prayer.
Praise God.
You know, and then he tried to come. Then he tried to come and attack my daughter with a dream, and she called me, and I had to get her calmed down. And once again, I went straight in warfare and praying because I know what God promised me about mine. So I told the enemy, if that's a fight that you want, then come on, because when God saved me, he saved the street fighter that he turned into a prayer warrior. So
go
I'm going to fight for mine. If my children can't fight, I'm going to fight for them until their faith get where their faith need to be at in God. And I just want to bless each and one of y'all that's on this line and just say that the word that just came forth, because I believe too, Mother Bishop, that this was a church service. This was just not another Lord just getting on a broadcast. This was a church service, and it was basic, and it was simple. It was not using all these big words. It was words that we could use
God
to comprehend, and that we did not have to look it up and say, oh, what did that elder just say? What that word mean? No, you gave it to us powerful in a simple way that we all can comprehend. God bless each and one of y'all on this line, and y'all have a blessed day.
Amen.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Mr. White. God bless you.
Bless you, Minister White. Bishop Haywood, I think we have another caller.
Yes, next caller, your last four numbers are 3535. Very interesting combination. 3535, go right ahead.
Hello, this is Sister Winters. How is everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say, Elder Nicole Strong, mother, my beautiful mother, you are amazing.
God bless you, my daughter. That's my daughter, everyone. That's my daughter.
Oh, wonderful. So glad
you
to
are
have
amazing.
You.
Thank you. Mother, you are amazing. You did a wonderful job. You helped encourage us young generations because who said a woman cannot preach the word of God? Who says that God has called you? Definitely. And I just want to thank you for being that woman of God to help me. I see you, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I want to be like that woman there because these days with us younger generations, the devil will try us so hard. But I just want to thank God for your faith and instilling that word of God into me, and it has helped me so that I become a young woman of God. And I just want to thank you so much and keep continually to do what you do, continue to preach the word of God for us young women out here in this world, because the devil will try to corrupt us and get us all tangled and tied up. But but you teaching us that faith and telling us that all we got to do is trust God and follow his word and follow his path, and everything will be all right. Because there are people out here talking to us, young women, telling us we won't be nothing, we can't do anything, we can't make it. But God said, I'm right there, and I am by your side. Nobody else is by your side. Nobody can tell you what you can be, what you can do, but I am the last say-so. And you have taught us that, that faith, we just got to keep the faith and trust in God, and everything will be all right. And I'm just so grateful for you, and you have been there with me, and
I love you so much.
Praise God.
I love you too. God bless you.
You know, that does my heart so good, because Sister Winters represents the young generation of young women, and her heartfelt comments just bless me so much, because she was fortunate enough to be brought up under a woman of God who implanted within her. And it is so wonderful to see, Elder Nicole, what you have planted now springing up in her, that she's able to stand on faith and understand and know the word of God and to know the words of faith and to trust God. It's just such a beautiful witness of your life and your testimony.
Amen. Thank God. She sounded like she wanted the preacher to bring a message herself, didn't she? Kind of seemed
like. Well, I was thinking maybe we ought to have her as a presenter, because I'm always looking for presenters, and I just tried to reach out to also the younger generation, and it just did my heart good, because our young people in this world today who do not know the Lord, they're in dire jeopardy right now.
Yes,
Sister Winters is an example of a young person who can inspire other young people, and we just thank God for her.
Amen. God bless you. Yes. Thank you.
So we'll be following up, Elder Nicole, with you and Sister Winters, okay? All right.
Amen.
We have another caller, Bishop Haywood.
Caller, you're ending in 3205. Go right ahead.
All right, blessings to everybody. This is Bishop-elect DeShazer Haywood, and I just want to just send a greeting to everybody, and I'm enjoying everyone. Hello to my dear friend, Elder Nicole.
Hey, Mama.
Yes, miss you. So good to hear your voice on today. And I'm thankful for everything that I've heard. I'm hoping you can hear me. I try not to talk too loud because of where I am. But I just wanted to just drop in, because the words that I've spoken have been spoken as such an encouragement. And I'm listening to our EP, Bishop Tyndall, another bishop, and, you know, it isn't enough that is spoke about today when we're talking about faith and the things of faith. And we have so many young believers that, you know, they need to understand the workings of faith. And how to trust God, how important it is to know his word, that you can know who he is, and that you can call on him in the midst of troubles and times of sorrows and hurts and pains, and when you're confused, he's right there. You know, and I think on my upbringing, my parents were faith teachers. My mother, even as children, she would not even let us joke around saying certain words, because she said the enemy counts on your thinking it's just a joke, that it's important for you to speak what you speak, mean what you say. Don't joke around with it, because when you come to a place of understanding, you got to work with that understanding and understand the power of the tongue and all of that. Faith is important. You know, we know that without it, it is impossible to please God, but people have to see further than the stuff, further than the house on the hill, and further than the financial things and all of that, because see, all of that can go away. We can come into a time where all of that is taken, and the only thing that we have is the word of God.
Yes.
And so it's important to know it, important to trust mm-hmm. in it. You know, even with my son, you know, we're here at the hospital with him, but I put a fleece out before God before getting here. You know, he ended up back because his medicine, they didn't mix it right for home, so he ended up having to come back. But I put a fleece out to God, and he answered that just this morning. And I'm just thankful for the move of God, for the prayers of the believers, and it's truly at work. But if we don't take time even to teach these new believers to come in the importance of faith, the understanding of the Word of God, and how to operate in that, that they're missing out on such a wonderful piece of
Amen.
Being saved, being a believer, being a follower of Christ, being a person that is chosen of God who will work. And I just thank God for all of that. For each and every one of you and the words that have been spoken, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again, Ellen Nicole.
Amen. I'm excited to see you guys too.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Thank you, Bishop Elect. I know that she and Bishop Haywood are at the hospital, but yet they're continuing to move forward by faith. And so, Bishop, we have another caller. I think you said the last four numbers are 8578.
Amen. This is Elder William Strong. I am so proud of my wife. She did an excellent job talking about faith, and I just want to say that the bishop taught us that faith is better than credit. I'd rather have faith than an 800 credit score. So, you know, faith is very important, and it's impossible to please God without faith. So I just want to say that I'm proud of my wife, and I miss everybody, Bishop Haywood, Bishop Tyndall, Lady Tyndall, all of y'all. I miss all of y'all, and I love y'all very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Will. Oh, it does my heart good to hear your voice. And we thank God for you. And I don't think there's a time that I see Elder Strong when I don't ask, where is Brother Will? So we thank you for being
Amen.
Right here today. And for those words, I love that. I wrote that down. Faith is better than credit. And that is so true.
Amen.
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 So I think we have, you know, Elder Nicole, today we're breaking the record because I think we have so many callers today. You have really lit up and inspired. So I know we're going over the time we normally go, but this is God's time. So we're going to go to caller, last four numbers, 0652.
Yes, good morning. This is Elder Carolyn Hunt. From headquarters jurisdiction in Baltimore. God bless you, Elder Nicole. When I saw that you would be speaking today, I said, I am going to stop everything I'm doing, as I do on every month of the broadcast. But I especially wanted to hear your voice and to hear the message, and I must say that I was so inspired. I could see that perpetual smile that you always have. And I could just hear the joy of the Lord coming through your message. And you said something that I have to write down. You said if you want to get God excited, then we must have unwavering faith because God is moved by our faith. And I praise God for that this morning as you were speaking, as Elder Cawley was giving her testimony, and Deaconess Gibson was speaking. I thought about that Psalm 116, what shall I render unto the Lord? I know what the psalmist said, but this morning I am saying I will give God unwavering faith. I will seek that kind of faith that will draw me closer, that will keep me grounded, that will just keep me focused on what it is that he has for me to do. I just praise God for all of you this morning. The message has truly uplifted me. The comments uplifted me. And I just want to say praise God for all of the comments that were given and for the messages. And God bless each of you. And Elder Nicole, I look forward to seeing you and Elder Cawley and Elder Gibson, hopefully soon.
Amen.
We pray that God will allow
yes.
us to come together very soon. But I just wanted to let you know how inspired I was by the broadcast today. God bless each of you.
Amen.
God bless you too, Elder Hunter. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I love you and miss you too so much.
You too.
Thank you, Elder Hunt. This was truly a wonderful broadcast. I am just so uplifted and inspired by the message, by the comments and the testimonies. And, you know, this is what we need, because we all sometimes need a refresher and a shower of blessings, of words and encouragement to help us on our way as we continue to move forward by faith. And Elder Nicole, thank you so much for that beautiful message that you brought to us today, and it has inspired so many, and we just thank God for it and for you, and we bid you Godspeed in everything that you're trying to do, because you're truly an accomplished woman of God. And we want to thank Deacon Gibson and Elder Cawley as well for their testimonies. And as Bishop Tyndall was alluding, it is so good to know that in the body there are those, that we have so many that have testimonies of how they are continuing to trust God and move forward by faith. And our goal this year is to bring as many UFCCM affiliates into the broadcast to share their testimonies, because we are blessed by each other's testimony. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that. And we want to remind you that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, April 10th, and we're looking forward to having you all join us. And I just would like to take a minute to let you know about the UFCCM National Newsletter. Mother Bishop just sent that out a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you, I am so excited and elated. I don't know if you all have seen, I know, I guess it'll be posted on the UFCCM website at some point, but we, the UFCCM, have a national newsletter. And it is the latest news from around the UFCCM jurisdictions. There's information about our Episcopal Board of Bishops and different things that are going on within the UFCCM. And Mother Bishop took it upon herself to serve as volunteered to serve as the editor-in-chief, and I'm telling you, this is professional-grade work, and you have to see this. So I know she sent it around, so if you haven't seen it, contact your bishop, your pastor, whoever you need to contact, and Bishop Haywood just let me know it has been posted. So please check it out, because this is for us, the UFCCM. And I want to remind you about the monthly 24-hour prayer meetings that we've been having. And we know, as Bishop Tyndall let us know, prayers are being answered. And Bishop and Mother Bishop send out the schedules. We have a group of prayer I forgot what they're called, coordinators within each jurisdiction, and we just are so elated to see the participation. But if you're not participating in the 24-hour prayer, please, please take some time out of your schedule, because all of the time is God's time. It's not ours, it's His. But if you can spare 30 minutes or an hour just to spend time in concentrated prayer, and there's a list of prayer requests that go out, and we faithfully pray for those things, and we just stand back and see God work and answer our prayer, because we know there is power in prayer. Also, I want you to mark your calendars for Saturday, March the 27th at 11 a.m. for our new Ministry of Laity training called the UFCCM Network Connection. And this is a Zoom meeting, and it is new. It is the newest ministry, and it has been approved by our Ecumenical Patriarch. It's a way for the UFCCM laity to connect. You know, we all talked about we would love to see Elder Nicole in this ministry. We can see each other and share with one another and engage with one another. My co-host is Elder Beatrice Emerson, And we have been preparing for this for months and months, and I will be sending out a special invitation to you for participation in the UFCCM Network Connection. I think those are all of the announcements that I have. As always, we invite your questions about these broadcasts or your requests for more information. So feel free to contact me directly at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would love so much to hear from you. So as we close with a word of prayer right now, we go before the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this broadcast that you have allowed us to participate in today. And we thank you for the word and the messages, the message that came forth from Elder Nicole Strong. Father, we ask you to bless and keep her and all her endeavors. Strengthen her and her family, God. Use her and continue to use her in a mighty way. Look on Elder Cawley, Deacon Gibson. Continue to build and strengthen their faith and all of our listeners. Father, we just ask you to do it. Father, we ask you in particular to again look on Bishop Haywood's son, Jerome. Look on Elder Cawley's daughter with what she is going through, God. We know that you have all power and there's nothing too hard for you to do. Continue to lead us and guide us. Continue, Father God, we ask you to inspire and encourage us to keep moving forward by faith. Father, as we go down from this place, we ask you to bless and keep us. Continue to provide your provision, your protection, and covering upon us until we gather again together. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody. Hope to hear from you next time. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.